Through the Tzitz Eliezer on abortion. We're doing the tshuva in the Chelek Tes in the Siman Nun Aleph. He has several prakim on related topics related to this issue. So it's so last week we did Perek. This is in which parak? What do you have over there? What? Oh, this is Shar Gimel, right? Shar Gimel is the big heading. Yet last week we did Parak Aleph in Shar Gimel. Okay, and there he lays out the basic sources of the. Of Harigas Ubar by Ben Noach, and then by certain cases by Yisrael. He goes through all the different possibilities of weather, many different sources to try to show that that we hold that the Ubar is not considered a Nefesh. Okay? And not going to be, according to his opinion, not an Isser Hariga for Yisrael. Okay? So what is the Isser according for a Yisrael? So that's in Perek Beis. Okay. That's Isser Harigas Ubrim B'Yisrael V'Tamo. All right. So he mentions also, I don't remember where it was. Was it? Okay. So he says like this, that the main source, I mean, the most lenient source is a source in Tosos in Nida, Daf Mem Dalet, Diu Maskel Ihu, and it's not a simple Tosos over there, but in the course of the Tosos, he says that he says like this: Lo Rak She'ein Chayav Mis Al Rigas Ubar, Ela Gam Ein Kol Iser Bozeh. Okay, there's a Lashon on Tosos that says it's Mutter. So the question is, what does he mean over there? So first of all, Rav Moshe and his tshuva says that's a mistake. That can't be, and there's no way that it says mutter, and it's a girsa mistake. But he doesn't go with that approach, based on the fact that it's impossible to say mutter.
Why?
Because it would be an isser, because I think Rav Moshe is firm in the idea that there's nothing that is impossible to say, and this is something that bothers me a lot. It's impossible to say that for Ben Noach it's going to be Chayav Misa, and for Yisrael it's completely Mutter. It's a very hard to tolerate such a difference. You're going to say that for Ben Noach you be Chayav Misa for Hariga, and for Yisrael it's not even an Isser? Okay.
Why is this such a hard thing?
Because I can understand saying that a Ben Noach gets a more harsh punishment. Okay? But it's hard for me to understand that for a Ben Noach it's considered killing. Now, there's one thing to say that the nature of the action is different between saying that a Ben Noach and Yisrael are treated differently for the same action. But to say that the action is completely different is hard to understand. Right? All right, but
is he saying it's like a talus sofer?
Yeah, right. Now he's like this. V'yesh lomad mikol makom mishum pikuach nefesh. So the interesting thing is that you get into a funny contradiction, because the question is: some hold that there's a chiyuv to be of pikuach nefesh to save an ubar, and at the same time, you can say it's mutter to kill the ubar. So Tosfos is saying that's not a contradiction. Just because you're allowed to violate Shabbos to save the Ubar doesn't necessarily mean, and he'll explain it later, doesn't necessarily mean that it'd be a chiyuv, it'd be an Isser Misa, an Isser to kill the Ubar. Now, he goes through the, I don't want to go through it inside, but basically he goes through different shitas of spanning the gamut over here. So Tosfos, he's saying, is mutter. But now he quotes a lot of the Achronim that are trying to interpret Tosfos And they say like this, it says, in the Hagos of the Re Avet on Shas, he says, the Dvarmin and Medyakim, the man who the Sharu Laugas who were Belitam, says it doesn't mean that it's just mutter completely. Who would ever say such a thing? That Tosis holds, you can just go around killing babies indiscriminately. Mutter, what does mutter mean? Of a lafina instead, you lo talking because those lidchos hamashmos apshuta bedivriatosos. But on the other hand, it's hard to get out of the plain shot. So therefore, in the marat chios, he's an achron. Kosev nami de mashmos divriatosos kan mashmo de mutter lechatchila. Well, maybe lezer divrei shut chavas yoyer shekosev das tosos yesh gimel chilukim. Okay. But anyway, but basically, so there are three different categories. He says, "Well, he has taken the star of Loma the Tosos, but neither Ozla Liba the Mandalays lay Damrina and Leka Midam." Okay, this is what we did last week a little bit. I just want to say that you can work it out like this: the Tosos holds, and this is answering, I mean, addressing my issue, or Moshe's issue, that you're going to have to say, according to Tosos, he doesn't hold from that principle. That anything that's usher for a ben Noach is has to also be usher for Yisrael. That there's nothing. That's the principle of delay slay damrina leka midam. That's the expression that they don't hold from leka midam. They don't hold from the principle that there's nothing that is usher to a ben Noach a mutter to Yisrael. So therefore, that's not that he's saying that's not necessarily halacha. And Tosus apparently would have to argue that. Well, Lachain ain't call Yisrael Lomer to be Yisrael Isura Mihaika, because the force that Tosus, the other Tosus in Sanhedrin, I think it was, that says there has to be an Isser by Yisrael, is because of Leka Midam. But he says, but Leka Midam is not something that everybody necessarily holds by. So this Tosus a Nida, you have to say it doesn't hold that way. Therefore, he's free to say that there's no Isser at all. Okay. And then he wants to go through and show that many hold that the Rambam also doesn't hold from this klal of Leka Midam. Because the Rambam says that Ben Noach would be usher to eat a shchuta that's still flopping. Right? It's still quivering. Whereas for Yisrael it would be usher. Okay? So some want to say that you see the Rambam also doesn't hold from this rule that anything that's usher for a Ben Noach has to be usher for Yisrael. Because Yisrael can eat immediately after the Shechita. There's no Eivor Menachai immediately after Shechita. Whereas for the Ben Noach, Shechita is not a Matir. So it's only considered not Eivor Menachai when it actually stops moving. So therefore, there'll be a time when it will be usher for a Ben Noach, a Mutter for Yisrael. Right? Okay. So he goes through those kinds of Rayas now, and then he's like this. And you can also say that Tosos simply holds that we don't hold like Rabbi Yishmael. Because everything gets started with Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the Ben Noach is Chayef Misa for the Ubar. But maybe Tosos doesn't hold, maybe Tosos holds, we don't hold like that Shita. That would undercut the entire problem. The whole problem starts because we say that Rabbi Yishmael says the Ben Noach is Chayef Misa for Harigas Ubar. And then that potentially turns into a problem of Leka Midam, that there's nothing that is usher for a Ben Noach and Mutter for Yisrael, right? So he's saying there's two ways to get out of the problem. How could Tosus say Mutter in light of those two facts? Well, you can remove one of those two facts. You can either say that there are things that is usher for that are usher for Ben Noach and Mutter for Yisrael, or you can say that there that is not, that itself is not usher for Ben Noach, right? This is my focus tonight. So that's what he says, that's what you have to say in that Tosus. Now he criticizes the Chavos, the Ma'arat Chiyos a little bit, and then he goes like this. He says, in the Chavos Yoyer, apparently that Shuv is a big, that keeps coming up over and over. So what exactly is the Isser? So he says like this. So he says, so in terms of the idea, in terms of the question, how is it your chayav pikuach nefesh, yet there's no issue to kill the ubar, so that he says the Ramban explains really. Because the Ramban says that even though the ubar is not considered a nefesh adam, and there's no, and the Ramban actually holds that there's no mitz, there's no chiyuv of hatzolas nefesh on the ubar. He says, but you're still allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. Why? Because the reason why we're mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh is kidei shiyikayim Shabbos harbe. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why do we violate Shabbos to save someone's life? So he says, because it's better to violate one Shabbos in order to be able to fulfill many Shabbosos. Right, because Shabbos is considered, anyway. So he says, so therefore you can apply that here too, that even that since that there's not a chiyah, it's not considered a nefesh, and there would be no iser of, there'd be no chiyah of misa on, or even an iser misa on hariga, but you're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos for the purpose of kiyam Shabbos. So since the ubar, if you mechalo Shabbos, you'll allow the ubar to be born and be mekayim Shabbosos, that's a matir for chilo Shabbos. Ella, he says like this, that you can say like this, that when Tosu says this, that it's mutter in Nida, he doesn't mean mutter legamri. He means it's not considered hariga. Okay? But they agree that there is some Isser, but what Isser would it be? It would be like an Isser of Chavala. Okay? It'd be like injuring a person. As you consider the Ubar not an independent Nefesh, right? Because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, by the case in Erechin, aren't you guys experts in Erechin? Who's learning Erechin over here? So in Erechin it says, I think it was in Erechin, yeah. In Erechin it says that if the woman is Chayav Nisa and she's pregnant, so they kill the baby first and then they put her to death. The Gemara is kind of gruesome. The Gemara says that if a woman is pregnant and Chayav Nisa, so the Gemara says you kill her and the baby. The Mishnah says that. So the Gemara says, well, that's Dabar Pashut. Why do you need the Mishnah even to tell me that? The baby is just part of her guf, right? So then the Gemara says, no, you might have a havamina. This is what we mentioned last week. You might have a havamina that the baby has a din of mamon bailim, and you can't deprive the husband of the mamon. Kamashvon, you kill the. There's no din like that. But you see, that's the strongest proof. That's a very powerful indication that it's not that the baby is not an independent life. That's as a din of hariga, because then the Gemara, the submission says, but if she is in labor, then the baby is not considered part of her guf anymore. That's ne'ekar, that's okar. Once the baby is starting to leave the womb, the Gemara considers that in the labor pains, like not in labor, but actually all on the birthing stool, then it's considered to be a not part of her guf, and it's considered to be a nefesh of some sort. Still not a full nefesh, because you're not chayav misa on it, so it's a little bit quasi. But the point that I was making, the Gemara says over there, how do you do it? I think the Mishnah mentioned it. How do you do it? It's that you smack her stomach really hard first, and then you kill her. Because if you would kill her first, the chance is the baby would still like squirm around, and that would be menuval. So to prevent the nevel of the situation, they would take a baseball bat and just smack her really hard in the stomach.
Couldn't they just cut her open and just take out the baby?
Ugh, that's more menuval. That's more nevel. They want to prevent nevel. They want it to be a little more graceful.
Unless you perform a C-section and take out the
baby. Well, then you can't kill the baby.
You don't want to.
They smack her with the bat?
Doesn't say, I'm not sure exactly. It says they would hit her in the base harayon. And
he's called Louisville Slugger.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing. Isn't that pretty amazing? I mean, to me, it's pretty amazing.
Right? I mean, I just feel like now...
They don't sound like, liberals, right?
I mean,
I have to say that what? So anyway... So he wants to say over here that if you're going to say it's not, and it's that when Tosfos says it's mutter, he means that it is not a fear of, it's not a shame hariga. There's no shame hariga on that. Okay. But it would be like a chovel.
So apparently over there, the Gemara is saying that she's chayav misa, and now, so you can be chovel. There's not necessarily to be chovel if she's already for whole nefesh. If the chayav take away a whole nefesh, and now if you take away, if you kill her, therefore apparently the hell is mutter to do this misa chavola in order to have a misa that is not nivellus. But anyway, it would come out to be an isser of chavola. And he says that I learned from the Ma'arit, because in his tshuva, the Ma'arit is the big tshuva that they rely on, which Rav Moshe says was a forgery, and he has something like that. It says the machmas ibud nefashos ein nidnet klal. There's no inyan at all of killing. It's only an issue of chavala. And then the Sofnas Paneach also says that when Tosfos says mutter, it means chova b'chavero. Okay, he's a pirush on the Rambam. And if you look in the Chavos, the Chazi Visagam b'sefer Pri Adama, all right, that also that it's not an isra hariga. All right, he's lining up his sheetahs here. Umashay aguf she'ela achavas yorsham. Okay, so now he wants to say like this. So now lemaisa, what's the halacha? Hafsakas haroyin leman refuas ha'aim, o be'eshes ish shezinsa v'horsa mamzer o kishahi meinekes. So it's an amazing thing. It's kind of, I didn't realize how far back these shilas go, but you have the Ma'arit. Okay, so there's a tshuva from the Ma'arit where they ask him like this. You know what? It's a little confusing, this Ma'arit. But he tries to go through this Ma'arit. It's a very strange tshuva. And in the end, he wants to say that the way we have the tshuva's Ma'arit is really wrong. And it was really one tshuva. It was broken up and reordered. And really, you've got to like reassemble the tshuva from several tshuvas and put them back together in order for them to make any sense. So it's not a simple tshuva over there.
What did he say though?
Like, so the problem is, like, he contradicts himself, and he doesn't answer questions that the Shaila proposes. In one tshuva, he leaves out certain things. Another tshuva, he says other things. So he says, you really got to, like, it must have been like one longer tshuva, and the guy who put it together chopped it up, whatever it is. The big problem is with the, you certainly can't just read the tshuva straight and make sense, because the two tshuvas back to back basically contradict each other. But he feels he pieced it back together properly, and it's interesting. Apparently, in that tshuva, he quotes a tshuvas Rashba, who says about the Ramban that he. You have that. He says about the Ramban a certain thing. I forget what it was. About this matter. So Rav Moshe says there's no tshuva to Rashba that says anything like that about any Ramban. So therefore, the whole tshuva is a forgery. That's one of apparently one. I didn't see that. But that's what he quotes in his critiques of Rav Moshe's critique. So or Rav Moshe's tshuva. So he wants to say no. The Rashba was talking about. He was talking about a different tshuva to Rashba that quotes a Ramban on a similar thing, and that's what he meant. And that tshuva does exist. So it's like the whole thing is a big mess when you try to get down to the when you're trying to work through that Ma'arit. But anyway, let's take this. He says, yeah, right. So that's in Beis. He tries to piece back the Ma'arit. But take a look in Gimel. He says, Hashela b'shut chavos yoyer. This is an amazing tshuva. Says the Chavos Yoyer is a very big achron, very, very, very big posik. He's like this: Eishes ish shaharasa liznunim. So there was a married woman who became pregnant through an affair. V'achar amaisa nischarta, and then she felt very bad, and she did tshuva, apparently, and then she asked a chacham that he should give her a tshuva about what she's allowed to do with regards to the pregnancy. Okay. Is she allowed to swallow some kind of pill that will cause her to lose the baby? Okay? That was the question. So, the Chavos Yair says like this. He says, first he says, is there a difference between a woman who's pregnant from her husband or a woman who's pregnant with a mamzer? Is that itself a consideration? Is there any consideration in what the nature of the baby is? Right? Lishol ladas. So he says, no. Ein chilek bazeh. There's no difference. Bein hayosai muberes ishto hanesua kashera. O mamzer me'eshas ish. The din mamzer l'chol dover k'din Yisrael kasher. We don't differentiate between the life of a mamzer and the life of a Yisrael kasher. Right? He says the only thing is, there's only one little difference, that the bris of a mamzer, they don't make a bracha that that we're not mevakshim rachamim kayim es yelad hazeh. All right. But other than that, he's 100% equal in terms of his life. So therefore, he says the only question is whether this is considered ibud nefesh or not. Okay, there's no heter he holds because it's a mamzer. Okay. And then he says, and what about the question of the time frame? Is there a difference if 40 days passed or 40 days haven't passed? Okay. Is there a difference if she's 3 months pregnant or more than 3 months pregnant? Because 3 months, we say that's hakaras ubar. When is a woman considered to be, we say at 3 months she's visibly pregnant? Or do we go by when she feels the baby starting to move? Those are three different times. 40 days, hukar or ubar, or feeling the baby move. Okay? He says, but we can't answer these questions. He says, we can't rely on a svaras hakeres. Okay, meaning like a boyach svar, they call that.
What was
a boyach svar? Ever heard that? A stomach. Boyach is a stomach. So we can't just go by our gut. Who was someone talking about going by? Anyway, so then he says like this: La'acha mikan nigash achavas yor levaris hashela alpi mekoros hashas rishonim umaskel rishonim bevir divrei tosos. That's the famous one that says it's mutter, right? So the first thing he says is, well, Tosfos says it's mutter. So the only thing is, apparently there's a minog, because of pritzus. I don't know what it means. I guess it means if you permit abortions, then people are going to fool around. They're not going to worry about it. Ulam lachazos nirta hachavos yar midavar hetero haposhet kosav bazeh. Then he sort of like pulls back. And umistayeg v'chelko mimenu. And he says like this. He's mosif lehevi lumazos. Lumos divrei tosos benida, that's the most makel tosos. He brings down the tosos in Kulin and Sanhedrin, right? And those both say that there's an isser. Okay. Ukamochin kosu lefarsh divrei gemara be'erchin. That the Gemara says it's pashut that you can kill the baby with the mother because it's her body. So he says that means to say, Ratzlom abnishin is chayv lehorig. That means you can kill the mother and the baby because they're all one guf, and she's chayev in Misa, in death, so apparently it includes everything that's part of her. Okay, but lule svaras gufa hi, haya svar lahamtin lahatzila uba. So he sort of learns that Gemara the other way. That since the baby is part of her guf, and she has a chi of Misa, so that's going to be toe-face the baby because it's part of her guf. But if it wasn't part of her guf, then you wouldn't be able to kill the baby. Now, they only kill the baby. He's looking at it the other way around. Now, why is there a heter to kill the baby? Because it's part of her guf, right? And you're acting on, and the Gemara din is on her guf. So then, the mela, the baby will be killed, right? But if the baby wasn't part of, but other than that, you wouldn't be allowed to kill the baby. Now, Gufa he is the reason why you can kill the baby. Right? But that means that there has to be a reason to allow you to kill the baby. Correct? So you see, from that Gemara, it doesn't mean you're just allowed to kill babies. It doesn't say you can kill the baby because the baby's not alive. It says you kill the baby because he's included in her guf. And you have a chiyuv to kill her. So the mele comes along with it. But without the chiyuv in her guf, you wouldn't just stop and be allowed to kill the uber. Okay? So he's basically now bringing down the other tzad that shows there is some iser. V'shuv dom sham de'itam iser mishum d'lo adif. Okay, so then he goes in and he says like this, that what is the iser then? So he has this very interesting possibility. Basically, he holds that the iser is like shichva zera levatala. Now, it is basically like wasting the seed. Now, if you're not allowed to have shichva zera levatala, so then you have a kid who's going to be born and you kill it, that's midin. That's the nature of the iser. That it is, it's going to be levatol now. It's roilios notzar, we call tipo zera kodesh. So therefore, he says, that's one possibility he gives. And then, ulebesof, he says like this, mikol mokom af sha'anu midamen lo nasa maisa lehet elisha. Kolkin achashem niklat azera. In the end, he's very reluctant. He says, "Lechein kol amisasik bezeva gorim azeh choshishani lo mechatos lechein afagav demutul lo lishtos kos ikorim be kibe sof." I don't know what this is. He says, Mikomokom lasos maisalo sharinam. So he gives like a wishy-washy answer in the end. Basically, he comes out saying that there's really not an issue, but he doesn't want to be matir. Torah. He says, Afagav de mutulo lishtos ko sikaran. Right? Ukmoshkos of a Rama vetur. Mikomokom lasos maisalo sharinam.
Why would it be mutter if it's like shit
pasa? What's that?
Why would it be
mutter?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's what he's saying. He's saying it's like that kind of an issue. So that's not mutter. Tarachti lahatik gam rove devarov shalachavas yor bashir gam mi devarov nilmad kama vakama hilchaso. Givirta. So he says, I wanted to quote as much as I could because you learn many important things from the Chavos Yira. He says, first of all, that he says that kishiyesh kishiyesh nesua liish mapila uber hakasher sheharasa bo mibayla. Now he doesn't differentiate between a child born in marriage and a child born that's out of marriage, or a child's going to be a mom's, or a child's going to be kosher. He doesn't differentiate between those two at all. Okay. And what else? And then he doesn't really see any differentiation between 40 days, 3 months, and movement. He says those are all just pure conjecture to differentiate between any of those times. Okay. Mitzad Hasheni bo lemitzvahs. Etzem halacha, not the mischila kav lomar. So first, when he's going into the halacha itself, he says that it's mutter according to the first Tosfos, and then even though afterwards he retracts in a certain sense, that just means he says rak l'inyan dein lomar lemaisa heter gomor. Okay, because of the other Tosfos. So yotze shekein yish iser bezeh. But the iser is not eino ola al daito klal. He doesn't say it's aviz derayhu deshvichas damim. Okay, aviz derayhu it means something that is like associated with. They use that by arayos. Aviz derayhu de arayos, meaning it's not arayos per se, but it's like an attachment to arayos, like in the parsha of arayos, like yichud or like negiyah. things like that. So therefore he says, it's mikoach itza shichva zera vatala. So that's how he winds up. Umad gishod sheisru rak l'chatchila v'ainu ki'ilu lomar she'en v'ze isa Torah mamish u'b'mokom tzorach afilu she'en ogea ad kidei pikuach nefesh yesh mokom lahatir d'nechshav azai kebedieved d'muter. So I wasn't clear on the whole Chavos Yoyarit that he's quoting, but his interpretation at least is saying that in the end of the day the Chavos Yoyarit is saying that it's an isru l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, meaning to say, and you don't need to get to the level of pikuach nefesh in order to do it. Because really the issur is like an issur shichva zera, avatzah zera vatala. And if there's a tzorach, then that would be mutter. That wouldn't be like levatala if there's a legitimate tzorach. V'od zos, she'al pizeh mevur, she'isod issur hu mishum atzah zera vatala. So, now he has a very clever thing. He wants to say that there's a machlokes whether a woman is chayeves in shichva zera vatala. In other words, what's the case? The case is if a woman has bia and then she wants to douche, let's say, meaning to wash out all the zera. So is that an isser for the woman? Okay. So there's a machlokes in the Rishonim if that's considered an isser. So he says, we come out that the sheet is at hold, there's no isser for a woman to do that because she's not mechuyev and pruravu, and therefore she's not chayev and shichva in zera latala. He says it would be preferable, according to the Chavos Yoyarit, to have a woman perform the abortion. That's what he comes out lemaisa in the later tshuva. He says, because if you're going to say the isser zera latala, and therefore, and you're going to hold a woman is not chayev in that, so that would be the preferable way to do it. Okay, now he's like this. And then he goes further. He says, he's quoting more. He says, now there's a tshuva of the Tzur Yaakov who interprets the Chavos Yoyarit to be usher, even b'dieved. Okay, and he wants to argue with that. He says, but I don't understand what he's talking about because he never said that. He only said the chatchila, and it's bo'or shadaita lahate b'chol mokom tzorach avor brius ha'im. Okay, so the Chavos Yoyarit just didn't think the shame of a mamzer is any reason. But if there was some health concern to the mother, not pikuach nefesh, then it would be mutter. That's the way he wants to learn the Chavos Yoyarit. Hagam, shein sarach lo chocho lekach. You don't need to prove it, because it's very clear in the Chavos Yoyarit itself. Because the Chavos Yoyarit quotes the Rav Pelin. Okay? You go up the chain of tshuvas, that's what he goes. Because Chavos Yoyarit quotes the Rav Pelin. And he brings his pashut. I'm sorry. The other way around. Rav Pelham is quoting the Chavos Yoyarit, and he says b'divrei pshitas that the Chavos Yoyarit holds says mut l'chatchila. I'm sorry. L'chatchila ain lahate b'davar zeh, but only l'chatchila. He highlights that word. And also, Rav Pelham quotes the Maritz. All right, Maritz is a black hole. Let's leave him alone. Now he's like this. And he has another guy, Toras Chesed. I don't know who these people are. Also says, for the benefit of the mother's health, even where there's no sakonas, even if it's afilu hecha deleka rak sakonas either. Even if it's a sakon, only a sakonas eiver, not a sakonas nefashos, v'chein b'chol hechashu l'to'eles u'refuas imo, he holds mevayer zos afil asovrim de'asr min haTorah, it's still mutter. That's what he holds. He says, even if you hold that there's an issur d'oraisa on the abortion, for the benefit, for the health of the mother, even without pikuach nefesh, is mutter. Okay.
This is only if a woman does it, or this is even for a man?
Even a man holds.
Like, well, it's
he's just saying for a woman, if you hold this shichva zera levatola, there's no isser at all. If you hold a woman, is not. Now hold on. Let's go a little further. Now he says like this. He says the yivates. You've all heard of the yivates, right? Of Yaakov Emden, right? So he has a tshuva. Same exact tshuva, basically, where someone asked him about performing an abortion because of the shame of having a mamzer.
And he said basically some really wild things. But basically he said that that is a reason. Okay. He has some bizarre justifications for it. But and he himself doesn't really understand what exactly he's talking about. But he considers that psychological shame to be a factor. He says, like, well, the mother's really chayav misa anyway. Because she had relations when she was married. So even though we don't do misa anymore, but whatever. He has some funny stuff in here. But anyway.
His point is that...
He says, "Ulebesof maskem ayayvish locha devadei ba'alma yisura iko v'hashkasa uba." Okay, so the yayvish says, in terms of the iser in general, there is an iser, but here chutz minidon hasheela de lo kachavos yor de lo noches leflugi bein eishes ish l'ksheira. Kevan di yerech imohu varehu kimushchas veomed ulechein ein mokum lechalek gam bein zinsa im yisrael or im akum she'afal pisha nochri abo abas shor havlad kosher mikol mokam achashu chayeves misa kishi eshes ish ein kan uber yofer meimo. It's a very strange justification, but he's saying the baby is like yerech imo, and the mother's chayev misa, so the baby is chayev misa too.
So you kill the baby.
I don't know.
Oh, just with regards to the health aspect, is it only specific to the biological health? Or what if there's
Now, what is the iser according to the Yavetz?
Wait, does everyone hold that? It's
what is the reason for the iser according to the Yavetz? So he says he doesn't agree with the Chavos Yor that it has to do with Hashchosa Zera. He says that's only when you're Mashchis Arzo and things like that. Says Vade Asher Shlod Sarach Kedemuchach Lo Shoy L'Shamesh B'Moch. One second. All right, I don't know. It's not really clear what he's saying. The time of the Isser is, but Ulebesof he's masking Malacha Ba'alma. It's Isser the Lahashches Uba, except for the case of the Eishes Ish. Ulam ketam kol devei yayves bezet temuhin be'enai ad ma'od. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. He says, we don't do the nefashim. We don't have Edom, we don't have Asra. It's not clear what the yayves is talking about. He says,
When the yayves says that...
sounds like he's saying it is some form of hashchosa zera levatala. He wants to differentiate. He says, the real shichva zera levatala is l'shaches arzo. Right? But once it's already in the rechem, he doesn't think it's the same thing. Okay. Masbuz gam al pi akabolah. All right. Mikoach zet soy the yavetz od tzad lekula shigam be ubar kosher yesh tzad lahakol tzorch gadol kol kamad leokar afilu ena mishum pikuach nefesh imo el lahatzil la me ra'aso shegorim la koev gadol. So the yavetz also says, even if it's not a mamzer, or even if it's not from an iser, if there's a koev gadol, there is a tzad to be mekel. Okay.
What's it?
A pain, a great pain. He just doesn't like. He doesn't like the Chavos Yor saying it's an iser of hashchosa zera. He says yesh lichos zera lomer this hashchosa zera who rock kishem mashchis artzav alo kishem bo berechem ha'isha. And then he has a Kabbalistic thing. But then in the end he says, it's definitely also the Chathchila. But anyway, Kedei l'yashiv kitzas es devar tzrichon lomar sheikha yisod ha-heder shalo b'zeh hu b'nei shehu sovar she'isa bar-rigoso eno govel klal im avizrayu d'shichva zera v'yisu mishum hotzo zela levatala shehuta mechlolo etzel tzorach mitzvah. So you must say that the Yavetz also holds that there's no association with murder. It's associated with Shichva Zer Levatala, and that has a heter for a Tzorach Mitzvah. V'gam iser zeh mefukfak biyos shelo delo shiches arutz, and he's not even sure if it's considered shechvas el atah. V'al kein kishemotz legave v'zeh kama kulos nosafos kulos kamo shehen siref achas lachas hosi mi bein kulon tzad heter bashchosos ubar mamzer. So that's what he wants to say. He wants to say he's not really literally saying that the baby's chayav mis and all the other things, but he's basically holding no iser, and he's just accumulating reasons to be mat to why you should do the lechatchila. Ach be'eshes ish, he's yoda hayayves she'osur lahapil ubar that Rabbi Kahai gavna lav bas ketolahi. Now this is just a married couple; they can't just decide to abort because the baby, she's not a bas ketola. B'shumzman lo karv is a klal kol yisodei hatera shekosav kimuvan. Baram miskabel al das lomar deikar nimuk haheter mashiyesh leheter beishesish zin sahu mivnei the nikrazel at tzarach imo. But basically, what comes out, you could say that it's considered for the tzarach imo. Vahatzila ayedekain mi boshes ubizayon shetinchal yehi monas chelka beholoda lechol yemei chayah. So he wants to say, he really could say that that the reason for the permitting the abortion to the mamzer is to save the mother from the shame that will follow her for the rest of her life.
Where does he get that from?
I don't know. He says to abort a vlad kosher for a great tzorach, afilu eino mishum pikuach nefesh imo, Ela lahatzi lo me ro'asa shegorem lo ko'ev gadol, to prevent her, to save her from her harm that will cause her great pain. The ein lechatzach gadol v'ko'ev gufni v'ruchni gadol le'aim hashava b'tshuva yosem izeh. There's no greater pain. There's no greater need. Ein lechatzach gadol. Or ko'ev gufni v'ruchni. You got to add in ruchni over there. Greater than a mother who does tshuva to have to, shechotos v'lodo hamamzer yamod chai negda tomid. I mean, what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says me'uvas lo yuchal liskon. Right? What's me'uvas lo yuchal liskon? It's if a person has a baal eishes ish and he's a mamzer, right? Muvas lo yuchal liskon, koheles, right? It means a corruption that you can't straighten out. It means certain mistakes you make, certain chataim you do, have no, there's no way to do a full to undo them, so to speak. Can't unring the bell. So what's a corruption that you can't remove, that you can't completely obliterate and go back to pre-chate? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, if you have a mamzer, because the mamzer is always there, you can do all the tshuva you want. You're not going to undo the result of the chate. I don't know, so why did the Gemara just say? Why didn't the Mishnah say? Okay, just smack her in the stomach. But anyway, so he's saying that that would be a great pain. Upashita muvan deim natir mitam ze azay yesh lahat gam kisha eshes ish nensa. Right. So it's a good question. What if the woman is raped? The yayvates is relying on the fact that she sinned, but he's saying, let's say she's raped. So therefore, there's no the vlad would be a mamzer, but she's not a chote. Now, as you can't say, you know, as if you're going to say it's only because she sinned and now the baby's chayav misa through her chayav misa. Right, that wouldn't accept. They wouldn't allow for a woman who's raped, and then she's raped. But anyway, he says. So he wants to extend it a little bit. He wants to say hidden within that yayvetz is some opening for ra'a and tsar gadol and koev gadol. He says, but if you look in the shutra of Pelam, he says also about an eishes ish tzinsa v'nis abra biznos. Is she allowed to drink the pill, the medicine, after 5 months? His question was 5 months. Okay. And he quotes the Ma'arit and the Chavos Yar and the Yavetz. And he says like this, Venira, Diyesh Pischon Per Lebal Din Velomar, Hecha Dika Pigam Mishpacha, Ubi Zoyon Vechil Hashem, Im Yishoer HaUbar Velo Tapil Oso, Choshev Zet Tzarech Gadol. So that's Rav Pelham. Im Kain, he says, Dun me, that Rav Pelham is the Ben Yishchai. Vim Kain, Dun me no, Besad HaShava, Bekal V'chomer, Shadav V'nechshav L'tzorach Golo, Kishnimza Beke Omor, Be'im Gufe, Ve'hu, Ve'hi, Be'atzma, He she, what does it say? She'chosha B'nafsha, Kechol Nizkar. Da'avi Mashem Atzinu, She'etiru Be'ubar, Re'hu Kishazel, L'tzorach Ha'em, V'lo L'tzorach Ha'cherem. Okay, so what's he now? Im Kain. Yeah, so the Ben Yishchai, the Rav Pelham was saying that where there's a Pigam Mishpacha and a Bizayon and a Chil Hashem, so then that's called the Tzarech Gadol. Okay. Yeah. Oh, so if it's in the Aim Gufe, what's our case he's talking about? Oh, Refuah Saim. I guess he means that. So that is definitely a Tzarech Gadol. Okay, now he says, the Yaivet says there's a difference between an Eishes Isha Zinso and a regular woman that's married. Okay. He says, and in that he disagrees with the Chavos Yoyer. So,
He says, "Her." No,
the Ivers is Mechalik. Chavos Yoyer was not. Hare Matsina Basifri Achronam She Imtsu Lohem Gama Chilukim Bain Kodem Mem Lebain Yoser. O Bain Kodem Gimel Chodashim Lebain Yoser. May Shachav is your Kina Achas B'Shem Das Note Visvoras Hakeres. So he says the Chavos Yoyer didn't make any distinctions. But there are Achronim that do. Okay. And they want to say like this. He has the Beis Shlomo says he's mechalik bepshitas bein kisha avru mem yom olo. Okay, and he says imadayin uvahu pachos mi mem yom v'lo nigmatz rosso dayin bo iser v'yaf ben noach in nerag al zeh. Okay, ubezos lechalik bein koda mem. Lebein Yosef, v'lom d'lufnei mem yom gam leben Noach inze bechlam nefesh v'lekem mele b'Yisrael atayin shalekem idam. I feel that's the osrim. So kosim gam b'shut toras chesed, b'shut achiezer, v'gam l'rabos b'shut sofnas paneach. Daito nami l'chali b'gizos. Okay, so before 40 days, they want to say even a ben Noach is not going to be chayev. So then you don't get out of the. Then you certainly don't have an ister of. Then you don't have the inyan of something that he's going to be chayev on. The Yisrael has to be chayev on too. Now, what about 3 months and more? So he has other achronim. Al kein nira dim yesh chash mevusa sheayelat sheyulad yitze bal mum ubal yisurin yesh letzadid lahat levatzeya hapola kodem malos arbaim yom meharayon vegam l'rabos kishelo nimlu al kopanim shloshe chadashim. So therefore he says, if you know for sure the kid is going to have sickness, illnesses, then certainly before 40 days you can do it. And up to 3 months. They all agree to the same basic premise. Sheyesh lomer sheyisod ha'isra b'Yisrael ba'rigas ubar hu mishum hashchos hazera. They both are in that same basic track over there. The only thing is, the Chavos Yoyer says it's mamish hotzar zera v'atala, and therefore he's machmir. But the Yaveit says it's really less than that. Okay.
Towards the Yaveit, what if the
and that goes through at length. I don't know who this other Jew is, the Beis Yehuda, but the Beis Yehuda wants to say the Isser is Drabonah. Okay. The Isser of killing of Ubar is Drabonah. Okay, Bokinir Besof Devarv Lahaka Basad Masha Mabid Nido Miwa Isha Hamis Aberes Bime Heinokos. That's what she's nursing. Muteras Lasus Mashi Chol Kade Lahapil Kade Ika Sakonas Vlad Vafilo Rabonon Depligi Adramir Pirkamis Vimos Domer Digim Mashamshas Ramoch. Okay, fine. Goes to the whole thing. But anyway, he wants to say that he says. Mechor d'varav elu shall base Yosef to muam hema. I give off. All right.
Where is this?
I'm in Yud, the end of Yud Aleph. He says, "I will nomer that base Yud a kesher l'dvar b'zel. You saw mashkos of kodem l'zel. There isahu rak midar bonon tis Yosef shapir." All right. So you want to say that that's what he holds. V'yayim b'shut chayim v'shalom lagon rav chayim falaji. There's another famous Sephardic posek. He says shegam hu sover lo de iser hapolas ubar eino elamid rabbanan v'eino bchalal iser shvichas domim umuchach lo gam medivrei abeis Yehuda hanizgar ukamochein bir gam kein shezel dover hetero. Shekosev lahatir lemechosh hasakonas hayeled. That's what they're worried about, the baby who's still nursing. Im ki lo bir me'ayin lo zos. He doesn't say where he gets it from, but that's what he holds. Okay. He's hifriz alamida. He goes a little bit too far. And he says, he makes claims that are unsubstantiated about other people who hold this midah rabbanan. But anyway, He meant well, and basically he still holds us in the run. Okay, now Ulishem Hashlomo Achzur Lahaskir Gam Leidach Gisa. That's in Yud Gimel. For completeness, I'm going to take the other side. That She Oval Besvarim Be Shlomo Ubinyan David Daitam Shelo Lahati Lahapil Kiim B'Mokom Sakonas. Leisha, so there are those poskim who only permit it if it's a sakana to the mother. Yeah. Okay. He says, "V'im ki lefi abirum should be rar to yesh makom lahati or filo shlo makom sakana ukefisha nifrat o b'si kumim aval yesh lepamim shadavar chumrosam shel eila poskim baze." Oh, whatever. That's a little strange. Now. L'shem, kach, kedai, lahatik, bazeh, loshana zohar. I will skip that, and then the zohar. And that's basically how he comes out. Okay? So basically, he holds, though, that that most of the poskim hold, it is not an isser of shvichas damim. It's not related to murder. And therefore, there are heterim. Depending on the on the tsar, if it's rabbanon, we say mokum tsar lo goes rabbanon. If it's shvichas zeros, then the tsar for tsarach it's mutter. And basically, those are his avenues of heter.
Beyond 3 months or something.
Oh, so here he doesn't go beyond 3 months. But if you take a look in Chelek Yud Gimel, where he talks specifically about tesaks. So there he says that basically there's no greater pain for a parent than to deliver a baby that you know is not going to live and watch the baby suffer and die. And therefore, he says, even after 3 months, he's matir over here. This was, which one? This was in the Siman Kuf Beis?
What was this specifically on?
It was just on the concept of abortion. It wasn't on any specific. Oh, well, actually, he did say hafsakas erimitam brios, just because of health or because of mamzerus or covered mishpacha. That's the way he titles it.
So according to
one second, but over here in Kuf Beis, So that's Chelek Yud Gimel Siman Kuf Beis. He says because of Tesach's. Okay, and he has a lengthy description of Tesach's, and basically he says it's obviously a much shorter tshuva because he says look at everything I already said in Chelek Tes, and he says Vim Kain. And he says, "Ubizos, ubikizos, yosemizos." Yeah, he says, "Bar upashit hadavar bahalacha." What's his conclusion? The Yisrael eno nerag ala uvrin umovad das yichidus sovrim haposkim sheiser miha yeshna. So there's definitely no chiyav misa, and aside for individual shitas, there is some iser. Aval das harbe mehaposkim sheiser eno el midrabanan. Many holds rabbanan. Oh, it comes under the rubric of binyano shel olam, meaning hashchasa zera. Of a machmas ibud nefashos eino nidnud klal. There's no connection at all with murder. Umishum kach matir b'shut ma'arit. However you read that ma'arit, l'sader b'yisraelis hapolas vlad b'chol hecha shadara nochot. So whenever there's an urgency, mishum refuas imo. Afilu ein sibas shel sakanas nefashos la'aim. Okay? He says, that's what I showed in that whole thing, that the ma'arit is a whole big mess, and you got to piece it back together. Upekizos yosemizos, sideid lahatir behedye b'shut the yaivetz, goes even further, we know about the yaivetz. And im kain, he says, haga'at mecha, ha'im yesh tzarach tzar v'koev yoser gadol mizeh, shall nidonenu? Is there any greater tsar and pain than this? Basically, that the parents are going to experience this pain. So, in other words, he's definitely extending it to like a psychological state of pain, right? He's saying the parent, and then he wants to say, and this psychological state of pain could even cause real pain and real sickness. People who deal with these situations themselves sometimes become ill from dealing with it. So, therefore, he wants to say that b'divrem shel ma'arit v'ayayves l'nizgar klal sheyesh no kilu hefesh bein toch gimel chadashim l'bein lach gimel chadashim. Now none of them say a timeline. Okay, the only firm timeline you have in the Gemara is when the baby is okar, because that's when you can't kill the baby with the mother. That's the case in Erechin. Says if she's yosheves ala mishbar, then the baby is okar, and now it's a separate guf. But before that, there's no real distinction. So therefore, he wants to say that kol kama de lo okar ein chilek beiza chodesh hu nimtzeis. So therefore, I think over here he'll go up to 7 months.
So how do you evaluate what's the psychological or social pain? Meaning they could say whatever they want.
Your baby's gonna die once it's born.
No, I mean they could say, I mean, what if I find out that my baby is gonna be mentally retarded?
Right. What if you find out your baby's gonna be blonde and you don't like blonde headed babies?
Just as much as you want to see it.
It'd be an affront to the Bukharian community if you had a blonde blue.
That's like a rare commodity in our
rare commodity.
They
blonde blue.
One second.
Like when the postman were talking about contraception,
yeah,
they talk about the case of a mother. It's like if you have the shore of a Jew that killed a goy.
I was trying to say like this, that really, in a certain sense, the ubar and the mother are, let's say, one goof. Okay? I mean, I think that's a good place to start. And the Gemara says it's gufa. Right? It is, they are one goof. Okay? They are one goof. Yeah. The only thing is like this. By a ben Noach, there's no difference, there's no status to the ben Noach other than Adam. Okay? So now there are two shemos Adam. This is Adam bi-Adam. Right? There are two shemos of Adam over here. Adam, this is Adam bi-Adam. That's what the Gemara darshins. Okay? But by Yisrael, since a Yisrael has a shame of Kedushas Yisrael. The Yisrael has a certain elevated status over just the status of the physiological being. And therefore, the Ubar is automatically therefore relegated to a secondary status. Okay? And that's why it's not going to be Chayav Misa. In other words, the nefesh of in order to be chayav misa on the ubar, it has to have a shame equal to the mother. Then it can be considered a nefesh be nefesh. No, an adam be adam. Nefesh be nefesh is something else. Adam be adam. Right. But if the mother has a qualitatively different identity, therefore the status of the ubar is considered batal to the mother. As the adam ba adam are equal; neither one is batal to the other. That's what we say by the ben noach, since they're both they're viewed under the biological framework, and it's a nefesh, it's an adam to adam in terms of chiyuv, in terms of the iser. But that's because the identity of the mother is identical with the identity of the ubar. But a Yisrael has a kedush, has a certain kedushas Yisrael.
What does that mean, kedushas Yisrael?
It has a certain Kedushas Yisrael. You know what Kedushas Yisrael is?
No.
You gotta go back to first grade. So, Kedushas Yisrael. Come on. It's a skula. Kedushas Yisrael means that he is part of a certain system of perfection. That's only a living being. Only a living being is shaykh to that. Okay? Therefore, the ubar. They don't have kedushas Yisrael. Bnei Noach just have to not be. They have to just not be corrupt. They don't have a. They don't have a mission of kedusha.
Can you argue that a person?
One second. Let's just see if the svar works out or not. Then we'll see if the facts are right. So what I'm trying to say is like this. I'm trying to get out of this problem. So I'm saying like this: that when the status of the mother and the baby are equal, therefore, we won't differentiate between the two, and we'll consider it to be that means that the status of the life is the same, and therefore the harigas ubar is also a maisa hariga. Okay, but if the mother has a certain elevated status that's above life, that's above just the physiological biological definition of life, is a certain destiny of kedusha. That will give her a definition that the ubar can't have, and therefore the ubar is considered less than the mother. Therefore, it's not subject to a maisa of hariga. What?
Maybe it's not necessary to say that the ubar is less. Maybe it's possible to say that because of, like, you kept on mentioning the kedusha of the Yisrael, which reminded me of, like, the fact that after a woman gives birth, she becomes tame.
Right.
The loss of kedusha within her. So maybe we could look at it as because of that kedusha inside of her, it becomes her kedusha, right? Which is what makes her tame when it leaves. So rather than saying
that
the ubar is her.
That the ubar is what?
From a kedusha perspective. That the ubar is her from a kedusha perspective. Her identity, not separate. It's while it's inside of her, it's her kedusha, which is why she's tame once it leaves. But then it's not that the ubar is less; it's just that she is more, and there's no separate identity. It's one kedusha, one person.
Okay, that's a possibility. I'm not sure if I agree with that explanation of why the woman becomes tame, though. But that's an interpretation. I mean, that's not the standard reason for the woman becoming tummy, because she lost kedusha. I never heard that. I'm not saying.
That's what I heard once, but there's still a question though, which is that I thought she only becomes tummy when she gives birth, and here
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So when it comes to Gentiles, if they know brother, so you said that they're both Adam.
Right.
Can you make an argument and claim that whatever level of perfection that would distinguish the Jewish mother from the Jewish Uber.
Right.
So the fully formed B'nai Noach woman definitely right. partakes of some sort of system of perfection more than an Uber does. Like, they're never equatable conceptually. The Uber hasn't done anything.
No, they are, though. In a certain sense, the Ben Noach is considered like a potential. That's his essential definition, potential. Maybe that's the way to look at it. He's not... In other words, we're not talking about any individual person. We're talking about the status.
Right.
So, Ben Noach is Adam, but not existing in the representative of the perfection of Adam. More like prevented from degrade, from devolving into debauchery, right? And able to, and now existing in a state that they can function. That they can assist the Yeshiva Olam, but in terms of the Madregas Adam, it's more an Adam in potential. So therefore, there's no distinction between the aim and the Ubar, because in a certain sense they're both unfinished, as in terms of the Adam qua Adam. In terms of the fulfilled, in terms of the shame Adam, whereas the shame Yisrael, legabe the ubar is not shayach, so that is considered only potential. But the definition of Ben Noach is potential. Therefore, if you have hariga by that, it has to be hariga by the ubar too. That's not bad.
So they have to wait until they refer.
No, because they're equal. So once you can kill, once you have a mata to kill the mother, you kill the baby too.
Oh, because she's a part of her.
Right. All right, Gaia.